This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gazans in Rafah on Wednesday mourned 15 members of the same family killed in an Israeli strike. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
It's a massacre. Harav Naufal weeps by the bodies of 15 members of his family killed when Israel struck their home in Rafah. Most of these shrouds are tiny, with children inside. Israel's strikes in southern and central Gaza intensified on Wednesday, despite its pledge to pull out some troops and shift to a more targeted campaign, and despite Washington pleading for it to kill fewer civilians. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on his fourth trip to the region since the war began, met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to seek governance reforms. It's part of a plan to rally the region behind a post-war vision for Gaza that includes concrete steps towards a Palestinian state. Blinken says he has secured commitments from multiple countries in the region to assist with rebuilding and governing Gaza after the war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. Ecuador President Daniel Noboa said on Wednesday his country is in a state of war against terrorism after violent attacks and hostage takings by armed groups on prisons and a TV station, which he said should not be viewed as organized crime groups, speaking on government television. The hostage takings, which began in the early hours of Monday and the apparent escape of a gang leader from prison over the weekend, spurred Noboa to declare a 60-day state of emergency. This is